Let's talk to Bradley Woods from the Australian Hotels Association. He's the CEO of the association. Good afternoon, Brad.
Hi, Adam, and I don't have a picnic table with wheels.
Well, I was going to say that could be a great thing for the HA to get involved with, you know?
No,
you can take the picnic to the people.
I think your idea of a motorised garbage bin has got more logic to it.
Not much I say has logic to it, but anyway, let's get on the topic that we've got you on for, Brad.
Sure.
A big win for you. The Perth pubs and nightclubs can now keep their doors open longer on a Sunday, and also, good thing, you reckon?
Well, it's a great win for West Australia. It's a great win for West Australians. It's a great win for tourists coming to the state that no longer will we have venues automatically being shut at 10 o'clock on a Sunday. We're moving into the modern times and we'll be able to open if the demand is there to stay until midnight at the latest. And obviously for hotels, taverns, pubs and small bars, it'll be on a case-by-case basis. Not everyone wants to do it, but certainly those venues that have got demand and where we saw the demand for this in the research that we'd undertaken that was provided to government as part of the liquor review process and was recommended by the independent panel was that there was a huge demand, particularly from visitors from interstate and overseas that were looking for hospitality on a Sunday night. So I think particularly areas like Fremantle, the CBD, North Perth, Northbridge, are going to see some attraction in this.
So on average, what do you think that couple of hours extra is worth to pubs and clubs?
In terms of dollars?
Yes.
Absolutely no idea, because it's going to be such a new concept, Adam, that I think no one's really looked at it from an economic point of view. We've looked at it purely and simply from a convenience and a customer service point of view. The fact that we've got visitors, we've got locals, we've got international tourists that are looking for hospitality, and a Sunday night obviously is different to what it was in the 1970s or 1950s, and times have changed. And, you know, we've got supermarkets open on a Sunday now, and they have been for a number of years, and now we'll have hospitality venues that are allowed to open until midnight. And the key driver on this was not about the economic revenue. I think that'll be quite secondary or insignificant in the whole process, but it'll be certainly a factor that'll drive businesses to provide the service. But at the end of the day, it's about providing amenity in a modern city that Perth has become and Western Australia has become.
Yes, nightclubs open until 2 a.m. on a Monday morning. Absenteeism on the way, don't you think? A few of these people are not fronting up for work, maybe?
Look, I don't represent nightclubs, but I'm sure that anyone going to a nightclub until 2 a.m. on a Monday morning probably doesn't have a job that starts at 8 a.m. the next morning. I can't see anyone in the right state of mind doing that. I just don't think that would be an equation that anyone sensibly would do. And that's the other side of the coin, is that most people that would start work on a Monday morning are not going to be out partying till midnight on a Sunday night anyway. It's just not... it's just not part of the factor of lifestyle that we see interstate or overseas. But, you know, there are a lot of people that don't work the traditional 9 to 5 hours Monday to Friday too. Mm. A lot of those people work in tourism, hospitality. They work in various services, whether it's emergency, even in the radio sector, as you know, Adam, you guys work some pretty unusual hours sometimes.
Oh, yes, 3 to 6. Oh, it's such a hardship. Tell you what, shocking.
Well, the overnight crew.
Now, listen, the Act also abolishes this anomaly which barred people from moving freely in licensed premises where they have to cross an unlicensed area like a footpath to an alfresco areas. That's obviously a positive. That was just a nonsensical, bit of red tape.
Yeah, look, that one's been a really irritating, difficult issue for many, many years now, and it doesn't matter if it was a pub in Bunbury or a cafe or a small bar in the city of Perth. It meant that where there was al fresco dining, the area between the venue and the footpath where the al fresco was occurring was sort of no man's land, and the patron couldn't carry their own drinks across that space. It had to be only carried by a staff member. Now the law will change as of Sunday, and we'll see that there is an ability for patrons to be able to carry their own drinks over that space as well, as long as the permits allow, and it'll be a good reduction of red tape. And I think that one, we've been lobbying for that one for quite a while now, and it's pleasing to see that the government has supported getting rid of a fairly nonsensical regulation there. And I think the patrons over the years and people who've gone to hospitality venues have been really annoyed by that particular policy. We'll see it a lot more flexible for them as well.
Good. Okay, well, thanks for your time, Brett.
You're welcome. Thanks, Adam. Cheers.
Cheers. That's Bradley Woods, Australian Hotels Association CEO in this state, lauding this move to extend the popular Sunday session from 10 till midnight. Nightclubs able to trade till 2 a.m. on Monday morning, eh?